Hello, I'm Dennis Wing. Welcome to this very special bonus session. I'm giving you this bonus because you've reached a milestone in your lessons, either of duration, you've complete, been with me a certain amount of time, or you've completed a certain level, and I feel that you're worthy of this bonus for free. And it is entitled One of the Most Powerful Music Lessons You Will Ever Receive. Okay, that's a pretty big title. And I gave it that title because it is going to be one of the most powerful music lessons you've ever received. And it's going to force me to live up to that title. And also for you to take it from me after 16 years teaching that this is what I'm going to show you is not only applicable for all levels. Granted, I made this as a generic bonus for all different levels. And how is it that there's something very powerful that can apply to all guitar students everywhere? Because it has to do with how to implement what you learn. Okay? How to make yourself learn faster. Okay? So, remember, I don't know if you've heard my introductory video on my website. I actually say that I think in today's day and age, with all the information available to us, it's actually harder to learn guitar on your own than it ever was before without a teacher. And I think the reason for that is YouTube. YouTube is wonderful. It's great. There's a lot of free videos and everything. You can get distracted so easily on YouTube and spend hours trying to pick up little tips and things like that. And even if you get something that's interesting and you want to work on, A, is it really what's appropriate for you right this minute? You know, B, even if you can learn it, can you put it into context with all the other things you learn, or is it just sort of out in left field? And C, how can you really start bringing it into your playing right now? These are concepts which are called integration and implementation. Integration means, how can I use it with all the... Well, implementation means how can I use it right away in various musical contexts. And integration means how can I seamlessly put it in with all the other things that I know so it's not sort of like sticking out like a sore thumb, you know? How can I transition from that technique to a different technique or from that chord to a different chord, whatever I'm learning, you know? So this is general, but no one ever gave me this kind of lesson, and if they did, I could have sped up my teaching myself in addition to lessons way faster. See, nowadays I also think when students are taking lessons and they're quote cross-referencing with other materials, I think it's more dangerous than it used to be. When I was taking lessons, I would cross-reference all the time. I would cross-reference with maybe other books we didn't have YouTube back then, but most of the time, my cross-referencing from what my teacher gave me with other materials, with materials that I developed myself. Like, I used to draw little maps of, you know, where certain scales were and everything like that, and I learned way faster. And fortunately, I had a teacher who encouraged cross-referencing. And in general, I have that philosophy as well. I like when students are trying to cross-reference. It shows that they're, you know, trying to learn. You, as a teacher, all right, I'm not digressing. I'm going to back up a few steps here before I get into the meat of the discussion. Okay, so bear with me, all right? As a teacher, I want my students to do and learn outside of the lesson as much as possible. That's a good thing. It's definitely not like a controlling, you know, type of, I don't know, dictatorial teacher who says only do what I show you and pay attention to nothing else. Only practice that and nothing else. That can work, but it's not realistic in today's day and age. And I like to encourage students to cross-reference. But there's a big but there. With YouTube, it's very, very tricky. It's almost impossible that the student is just going to happen upon, even if they type in the subject that they're working on or something and search videos related to that particular subject, it's going to be very hit or miss. It's very going to be very unlikely they're going to happen to stumble upon a video that is exactly appropriate for what they should be working on, you know, and how they should be doing it and all that, if you see what I mean. So it's tough. As a teacher, I definitely don't want to be controlling and say, only do what I tell you to do and pay attention to nothing else, because it's not realistic. But what would be even better is if you cross-reference with material that you generated. Now, you may be thinking, well, how can I possibly, you know, generate material? I've only been taking lessons for 6 months. I don't know. Or, you know, that's why I came to you in the first place. I've been playing for 12 years and I'm stuck. I play the same stuff all the time. How am I going to, you know, generate my own material? Well, that's what this session is all about, and that's why I think it's so valuable. This is teach a man to fish. You've heard that saying, right? I don't want... The purpose of guitar lessons is to get results, you know, and to get results fast. And part of the way to get results fast is for the student to be learning apart from the lesson and discovering and exploring and implementing and integrating apart from the lesson without getting distracted massively by content that's somewhat different or that doesn't really, it's right now seems at odds with what they may be working on or perhaps presented a little bit differently and we're not ready for that stage yet, or it's just perhaps even goes against that particular philosophy for that particular subject. You know, there's more than one way to slice a tomato, and you know, my way isn't always the way, but you learn a way to do it first, and then your universe expands into different ways. As you progress, I show you different ways to do different things and let you choose. I do that with the more advanced students all the time. The more advanced you are, the more choices you get to make. And it's much easier for me. It's much easier when a student says, I want to do this, this, and this, or I want to play like, you know, pick your favorite player. You know, let's say it's, I don't know, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, whatever, right? And so, you know, that makes my job a lot easier. I've said this on another CD. I can simply, you know, tell you how he plays and what techniques he uses and what you need to learn in order to play like him, all right? So, again, this is all just the preamble on why I think this is an extremely valuable lesson. It's how to implement what you learn, how to implement and integrate, how to teach yourself, okay? So we're going to get into it. My example, as you'll see in the next track, is string skipping.